The message is called, His Cross is My Cross. Would you say that with me? His cross is cross. His cross is my cross. Just a few moments with you this morning from the Scripture. And when He had called people unto Him, Jesus speaking, with His disciples also, He said unto them, Whosoever will come after Me, let him do what? Deny himself and take up his what? Cross and follow Me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for My sake and the gospel's, the same shall do what? Save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own what? Soul. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of Me and of My words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when He comes in the glory of His Father with His holy angels. That's some strong talk, isn't it? If your life's all about you, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to lose. You might be talented. You might have your act together. But I'm going to tell you something. You just keep a living. And you're going to find out you just can't handle it all. And when it's all said and done, you're going to wish you'd have exchanged your life for His life. Are you hearing me today? That's what He said, and that's what I'm saying to you. As somebody who now has followed the Lord, I'm going to tell you something and seen other people over my life now. This is the best thing you could ever do with your life, is to say, His cross is my cross. Say that with me. His cross is what? One more time. His cross is the best decision you'll ever make. What does that mean? What is carrying His cross? What is that? Well, we just look at the Scripture that we just read. It's that I'm going to follow my leader, Jesus Christ. Did He carry His cross? Sure He did. So what does it mean to carry His cross? Guys, you can say it to the cows come home. You're not getting nails through your hands. They're not going to put a crown of thorn on your head. They're not going to march you through the street naked. Now, some places people have done that before, but I'm just saying to you. So to compare your cross with His cross, that ain't good thinking. Got it? Yes or no? See, He did the deal. He sat down at the right hand of God the Father. Jesus, by the way, ain't carrying no cross anymore. That's your job now and my job. Did you understand that? Say, job well done, Jesus. Can we thank Him for it? Come on. Come on. Praise the Lord this morning. Yes, sir. I got it. Amen. So, that's us now. That's us now. So then what does it mean? If it doesn't mean the nails in the hands and the thorns on the brow, what does it mean? He told us what it means. Carrying our cross means denying who? Myself. That's what it means. Boy, that's a cross, ain't it, sometimes say. It means I exchange my life's ambitions and my rights and my goals even for His what? For His life. I want everything under Him. That's what that means. And then finally, what does carrying His cross mean? Say that last part with me. I am not ashamed of Jesus Christ. Guys, I don't know what it is with me, but I've been experiencing in my life over the last several years more of a boldness for the Lord. And that's not bragging, look at me. No. I'm just telling you the truth. Not a place I go that I don't say, God bless you. Not a place I go that I can't stand for the Lord. Why can't I? It's all in our crazy mind. Are you listening or not? And I'm not talking about getting in people's face. No! But Jesus is with me everywhere I go, and I ain't going anywhere without Him. His cross is my cross. And nothing I go through is He not with me. Amen. It's a beautiful life to live the life for the Lord. And certainly that doesn't mean it's a perfect life and I'm perfect. That's crazy. No! Boy, that's denying yourself. That's a choice. Daily choice, sometimes hourly, minute, you know. It's tough, man. But it's the right life to live. It's an awesome life. His cross is my cross. Who else said that? We only have a couple of minutes. I'll tell you who else said it. Who else said it? Not just Gary? No. It's what the common man said. The common man said, church, his cross is my cross. Who was this man? The man I just sang about. Simon of Cyrene. It wasn't just some made-up song. It's the Bible. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, and him they compelled, you carry his cross. And he did. So the common man says, I carried it. As they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country. And on him they laid the cross that he might do what? Bear it after Jesus. Guys, that's what we do. Jesus, he carried the cross. Okay, he's resurrected. You and I now, we bear that cross. It's a great thing. But you have to make that decision. His cross is my cross. They compelled one Simon who passed by coming out of the country, the father of who? Here's another scripture. Alexander and Rufus even names the two boys that were in the song. That's their names. And here's a cool thing. If you carry your cross and his cross becomes your cross, his cross might become a young'un's cross. How about that, say? Look at what the Bible says, Romans 16:13. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Could it be the same little Rufus that was mentioned? Probably. And not only when Simon carried that cross, looks like he affected his mama too. I mean, the mother, his wife, his whole family. Y'all listening, guys, or not? Yes or no? You need to lose the idea that, it's not manly to carry the cross. You're weak when you don't carry the cross. Did you hear me? Got to cower when you go in a restaurant. You got to cower when you get around your family. What in the world has come up with you? What's wrong with you? Your family will learn to honor you and respect you when you live for Jesus Christ. Did you hear me or not? Why am I saying that, Clark? Because that's what's happened in my life. Not brag day for Gary here. No, I'm just telling you the God-honest truth. How many would say that's the truth in your life? Come on. It's the God-honest truth. Be a leader, man. Follow the leader. Amen? His cross is my cross. Who else said that? Well, you don't know what I've been through, preacher. Well, that's what the criminal man said. His criminal man said, his cross is my cross. What criminal man? What you talking about, Clark? Thief on the cross. Last time I checked, that's a crime, ain't it? Say. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if you be Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost you not fear God, seeing you're in the same condemnation? The song I just sang taught about them too. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, do you not fear God, seeing you're in the same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, we're thieves. But this man Jesus has done nothing amiss. And he said to Jesus, the thief did, said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. His cross is my cross. It's what the criminal man said. What the common man said. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, today you'll be with me in where? Paradise. It's never too late to exchange your life for his life. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Oh, I wish I'd have done it when I was a kid. You're going to wish yourself right into hell if you don't watch it. Why don't you say today's the day of salvation? Today's the day I'm going to say his cross is my cross. Come on. That's what the soldier man said. The soldier. Sure, I'm a soldier. I'm big. I'm tough. Good. So were they. The Roman centurion. Sang about him a little bit in that song. Maybe that's the one, the centurion soldier, grabbed that guy's arm and said, you carry his cross. Look what happened to him, perhaps. And when the centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he cried out so, that Jesus was crying so, and that he gave up the ghost, he said, say it with me, truly, this man was the Son of God. How do you think that went over with the other soldiers when he took a stand like that? Say, let the chips fall, baby. His cross is now my cross. Now, when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God. The Bible says, another scripture, certainly he said this was a what? A righteous man. So, his cross is my cross ain't just a wild-eyed Gary thing. I'm finding out it's what Jesus says. I'm finding out it's what the common man, the criminal man, the soldier man, Oh, and by the way, women too. I just got men up here. Sorry. That's what the rich man said. You mean to me, I got money, I don't need Jesus. What you talking about? I got it all. That's not what the rich man said. Here's what the rich man said. This guy right here. Now, some rich men say that. There was one rich man that said that, and the Bible says he lifted his eyes up in hell, Luke 16. You don't want to do that. This rich man, Luke 23, and behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor. He was a good man. He was a just man. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them that put Jesus to death. He was of Arimathea. He was of the city of the Jews. He was also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and he begged for the body of Jesus, the dead body. He wanted to take care of that body. And he took it down. This man, this rich man, got his hands bloodied. Can you imagine the crowd? That's that rich man doing that. Can you imagine? He carried his cross, didn't he? I mean, it was his Jesus' cross is my cross. He wrapped it in linen, took his body, laid it in a sepulcher, which was hewn in stone. Very important. Wherein never what? That's one good clue that this was one rich man. Had his own tomb, his garden, all that kind of good stuff. He gave it to Jesus. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, so see, he sees his disciple, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave, and he came therefore, and he took the body of Jesus. So, we've seen his cross is my cross. That's a lot of folk, right? I don't think we're done yet. We're making good time. Almost done. That's what the religious man said. Guys, we can get religion and miss the cross. Well, I'm religious. Is his cross your cross? I don't care what your label is. Is his cross your cross? Tell me that. Nicodemus, the Pharisee. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night. If you want to check out that whole story, it's John chapter 3. That's where you get that incredible verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." That was to Nicodemus. Nicodemus became a follower of Jesus Christ, which would have cost him his life, no doubt. Keep looking. What happened? Jesus is now crucified. Joseph of Arimathea has said, "I want the body. I'm going to put it in my tomb." And there came also Nicodemus, who with Joseph of Arimathea, which at the first came to Jesus by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they, who? Joseph and Nicodemus. The body of Jesus, they wound it in linen clothes and with the spices, and a manner of Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a what? And in the garden, a new what? Or tomb, wherein was never man yet laid. There they laid Jesus. Therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulcher was close by. Nicodemus, even though he's religious, even though it would cost him his position and his own life, he said, "His cross is my cross." Did you get the message today? How are we doing, Raj? Jesus carried his cross. Jesus was nailed to the cross. Jesus hung naked on the cross. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus was taken off the cross. Guess whose turn it is now? It's our turn. No, we won't suffer most likely the way he suffered. Our biggest suffering is with ourself. We're Americans, aren't we? We've got everything. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Exchange your life for his life. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Did you get the message? Let's praise the Lord for his word this morning. Amen. Praise God. Boom. Amen. I got it.